WMUC-FM, College Park. are whirling through space, drifting toward eternity. Mystical sparks encircled by loneliness and cold darkness. Are you afraid? So are a lot of other people. One of the reasons witchcraft has survived through the ages is because man's need to coerce destiny and subdue the fear within has never subsided. Witchcraft attempts to deceive, cajole, and otherwise disturb natural inclination and occurrences. Witches know about the universal energy of which all things are part. You, the stars, the trees, the rocks, the gods. We know how to tune into this energy and use it. A witch is a psychic female who, with magical secrets and sheer force of will, makes things happen. I'm a witch. My mother is a witch. My grandmother is a witch, and my grandmother's great-grandmother was a witch. I'm a sixth-generation witch. With magic, I control energy. With magic, I can help you become a power. With enchantments, spells, and charms, you will soon be able to rearrange the law and order of all things. Long ago, herbs and fire were used to influence the gods. The pungent aromas were meant to stimulate the senses of the deity. And when the deity was aroused, the deity was compassionate. If you would like special favors from the gods, honor them. The gods will protect their own. I know a god who controls all physical power. With his help, you will be able to generate the impulses needed to attract a multitude of lovers. His name is Jupiter. He is the god of creativity. Raw creativity. If you acknowledge him by lighting candles in his name, he will reward you with great seductive energy. Your love affairs will be brilliant, vibrant, bold.
It's possession. gloom and walk the night alone.
Oh! Thank you.
Okay, start talking.
So Jay, what is our plan for today?
Well, I brought my Halloween stuff, and it's only October 21st, but I can't wait to get started.
So this is like the pre-Halloween show. Pre-Halloween?
Yes.
So Jay, I'm always curious, how was Halloween when you were in college? Do you remember?
It was great. It was one of the highlights. I remember they set up a haunted house on the seventh floor with a tunnel that you have to walk through, while the soundtrack that was playing was Echoes from Pink Floyd.
So what do you mean seventh floor?
The seventh floor of my dorm.
Oh, okay. It was like sanctioned by the resident advisors, or how was it?
They just set it up. Kids do what they want.
One. And did you have like how was the haunted house?
It's all a blur. Oh, I just know that Halloween was always fun times. Horror movies, Night of the Living Dead. It was the first time I saw Night of the Living Dead. I've got the trailer here. Hang on.
Witches.
I'll dig that up later.
Or let me look for it.
Yep. Wait a minute, I got it.
Okay.
Witches.
Wait a minute, let me get the other one. keep talking.
Okay. Okay, so we are 10 days away from Halloween, and you can feel the spirit now. Very, a lot of pumpkins, pumpkin patches, candy, witches. People witches. In costumes. Witches. That is not cosplay, or if they are in costumes right now, if they are cosplaying in Halloween, is that cosplaying or is that just a costume? Witches. I don't know, that questions like that keep me up at night. But what did I do when I was a kid in for Halloween? Nothing much, to be honest. It's been like 20 years since I last celebrated my last Halloween, because that day is special for my family and you know, priorities, family priorities. So I didn't enjoy much of Halloween, not even when I was in college. I wasn't used to Halloween, to be honest. It was just another day if I was away from family, but...
Okay, here's one that put you in the mood.
Well, did I kill the mood?
No, I said this will put you in the mood for Halloween.
Oh, okay.
Welcome to a night of total terror. Night of the living dead, the dead who live on living flesh, the dead whose haunted souls hunt the living, the living whose bodies are the only food for these ungodly creatures. Night of the living dead. A bizarre adventure in fear. An experience in shock more shattering than your strangest nightmare. Night of the living dead. A night with the dead who cannot die. A night of total terror. Night. Of the living dead.
This is what Halloween means to me.
So, what else? So, candy, haunted houses, movies. What else is Halloween for you?
That's enough. Haunted houses, scary movies, running around in the dark, getting scared.
So, do you like to get scared?
Yeah.
So, what has been the scariest movie you have seen?
Poltergeist, I guess.
Poltergeist. And what about The Exorcist?
I got more scared reading the book than seeing the movie. I got real scared reading the book, and then I got psyched for the movie. But I remember I went to the movie in the early afternoon, and what I remember, I couldn't be scared because the air conditioning was turned on too high, and I was freezing cold.
Oh. So it was one of those situations where the book was scarier than the movie.
Yes.
And did you know that that house is in DC?
Yes.
Have you been there?
No, not yet. I know that the Exorcist steps are in Georgetown. The house where the possession occurred is in Mount Rainier.
In Mount Rainier. Is it close to Georgetown?
No, Mount Rainier, you go down Route 1, and it's right above the border of D.C. on Route 1.
Okay.
But I don't know which house it is.
Maybe this
It wasn't filmed there. It was the actual possessed kid.
Oh, the actual thing. Not the film one, but the actual.
Right.
So, I have a confession, Jay. I don't like scary movies. I get scared very easily.
Okay.
So, what kind of movie can you recommend me?
None.
Oh, no.
Because you don't like them.
That's true. So, and so moving from movies.
Oh, have something astronomy related.
Oh, astronomy or astrology?
Astronomy.
Do you like astrology?
No.
Okay. Good to know.
The moon landing in 1969 was real, but there was a moon landing 7 years earlier that was the first real landing. In truth, the Russians were the first ones to land on the moon. However, they did not publicize the mission nor the results. It was decided that America was going to win the space race in order to secure a feeling of capitalism over communism. Russia launched their own rocket ship toward the moon as a test run to ensure that the American trial would be successful 7 years later. Everything went perfect with the Russian moon landing, and the same technology was then applied to the American moon mission. While on the moon, the American astronauts began the first construction of nuclear missile sites on the moon. These nuclear missile sites have been added onto over the years by way of subsequent moon missions and work by remote control robots. The purpose of these missile sites is the ability to launch nuclear missiles without the risk of tracing the missiles back to a particular country. The scenario in which these missiles would be used is to attack a nation that is not cooperating with the Illuminati. The Illuminati would order missiles launched at the nation, but without the afflicted nation being able to track where exactly the missiles came from, they would not be able to show evidence that they should declare war on a specific country. In my opinion, these missiles will never be used because there are many other ways that the Illuminati can bring down an entire government other than nuking them. However, to my knowledge, the moon currently has 2 fully equipped nuclear missile sites that can be operated from Earth. Sticking with space. Scientists working for the Illuminati have found a way that they can shut off the sun. A weapon has been created that shoots a beam of high-density radiation right into the heart of a planet or star. This beam of radiation penetrates through the planet, creating a very large cylinder in the exact middle of it. The radiation that is left behind begins to eat at the star or planet, and the effects spread like wildfire. This technology has been tested on various stars in our immediate solar system and is very effective. The first thing that occurs to the star is that the radiation eats a perfect cylinder through the middle of the star. The radiation left behind begins working its way outward, degenerating anything in its path. The radiation continues to build and spread. Some stars hung on until they were totally deteriorated from the radiation. However, some stars became so unstable that they combusted at a certain point. Scientists are certain that this technology can be used on the Sun, but also on other planets. One estimate that I overheard was that from the initial shot of radiation, it would take approximately 9 years for the entire Sun to be entirely consumed. We would begin seeing the effects of the radiation in approximately 3.5 years, however. The first signs would be shorter days and a decreased amount of sunlight during those days. The sun would start becoming unstable at about the 7-year point, and we will begin seeing massive solar flares. Once the 9 years is up, all life on Earth will be dead.
Gee, it sure is dark out tonight. I wonder where Billy is. Boo! Jumping Jesus, Billy, you scared the living shit out of me!
Hello, boys!
Hello! Oh! Oh, it's Mr. Science.
Yeah, you know, scientific evidence, kids, has shown that a good scare frequently can cause sudden and severe bowel movement.
Well, how about shitting bricks?
Tommy, that's a popular misconception, but it is possible to pass spheres, cones, rhomboids, and other geometric shapes.
Gee. Well, how about flogging your dolphin?
That's a question that serves no purpose.
so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
So, Jay, you know, that astronomy track that you had remind me of something. This is, what I'm going to say is scientific proven fact. And it's that if you are Sagittarius, you are 10 times more likely to build a nuclear missile silo on the moon.
Proven fact?
Proven fact. You know, it's Sagittarius. You just trust them. Unless you are Gemini.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, it's a scientific fact, yeah.
Okay.
So what is the sound on the background?
Well, we got Yoko Ono.
Oh, that's why it sounds so weird.
We have Sonic Circuit's Lock Groove.
So this is the one?
That's our girl.
I don't know how people can create that. Are they high?
I know I am. Here. Make her go slower. Now make her go backwards. Okay, continue talking.
So, Jay, if you keep going backwards, I don't know, it sounds more harmonious than the original.
Okay, I'll keep going backwards. How about make this one go backwards?
Try that. So, Jay, now that things are... that the turntable is going backwards, it reminds me of something that used to happen when I was a kid. I don't know, these groups used to play songs backwards, and they would say, like the devil was speaking or something like that. Did it happen here in the United States? I know there are a lot of, you know, crazy people.
Yes, it did. I have the evidence. Let me go over to my CDs. I got it.
Okay. So yeah, we're just trying to make things a bit more Halloween-esque or more scary. I don't know if this is scary. I think it's a bit more chaotic than scary, but we have to start somewhere. And what is this irrefutable proof that you are going to play, Jay?
Proof that Satan...
Okay.
...has produced rock and roll. Here we go.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
Oops. No joke.
Hey...
I'm not talking really about backwards masking. I'm talking really about backwards messages. In fact, one way to do it, which wouldn't require demons or higher intelligences to intercede, would be just to take straight words, take seven or eight words in a song, and reverse them. And then when you played it backwards, you would hear those words. But when you heard it forwards, what would you hear? You'd hear something backwards. It wouldn't make sense. So when people talk about how backwards masking is done in the studio, yeah, that kind of backwards masking is done in the studio. No problem. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about when you hear music and lyrics forward, and then you hear those same lyrics backwards, and it's a message forward, and those same words are a message backwards. Okay? And we're not talking about one or two words. We're not talking about something like the cat and playing it backwards and trying to get something like tack backwards and something out of the. We're talking about sometimes over 15 words straight. We're talking on Stairway to Heaven right around 30 words. Okay? And we're not only talking about that, we're talking about a song that wasn't engineered to be heard backwards, but came right from the spirit world automatically. Okay? And then we're talking about if you wanted to make lyrics backwards on a song, you're going to mess up that song forward pretty bad, right? Well, Stairway to Heaven is the most popular song in rock and roll. So this destroys any kind of argument that comes against it. And what destroys it more is the lyric forward often has everything to do with the lyric backwards. And to take it even further, you can hear a lot of these same things on live albums backwards. Because it's the demonic spirits using these human beings. Do you understand that? So let's listen to it. Remember, first of all, that they were invoking Satan, that they got it from Satan. And listen to what you hear backwards. Forward.
Your stairway lies on the whispering wind.
Forward it says, and your stairway lies on the whispering wind. Backwards it says, because I live with Satan. Listen carefully. Raise your hands if you heard that. Quite clear, quite obvious. There's a lot more. Backwards it says, here's to my sweet Satan. Did you hear that? Listen carefully. It says, I want to live it backwards like the Zep, whose power is Satan. Did you hear that? Then it says, he will give you 666.
Okay, I think that would serve as proof, don't you think so?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's irrefutable proof that it happens, and I have a proof of my own, Jay.
What?
If I can play it. So this is the one, it's from 30 years ago, but I think it's a message that is very much timeless.
They keep saying that. Wait, what was that? Uncle Sam? Let me play this backwards.
Join the Navy. Join the Navy.
They're recruiting people with subliminal messages. Otto, what are you doing?
I don't know. I just got an urge to join the Navy.
You're being brainwashed!
Yeah, probably. Ivan et Niage!
Ivan et Niage.
So, Jay, that was my proof of what is going on. I don't know. Maybe they... It's not only, you know, the evil people who wants to brainwash your head. It's also the government, don't you think so?
Yeah.
So I have two songs. Can I play these two songs? And I want to talk a bit about one of them.
Okay, go ahead.
So the first one is a song by Halloween. You know how a word play with the word Halloween, Halloween. And this is Forever and One. And after that, we have This is Halloween by none other than Marilyn Manson. So let's play Halloween with Forever and One. Just a minute.
What can I do? Will I be getting through now that I must try to leave it all behind? Did you see what you have done to me? So hard to justify. Slowly it's passing by.
So that was Halloween with Forever and One, Neverland. And up next we have This is Halloween by none other than Marilyn Manson. And I hope you recognize this song and of course enjoy it. So, just a moment. Thank you.
is waiting for the next surprise. Skeleton Jack might catch you in a bed and scream like a banshee. Make you jump out of your skin. This is Halloween, everybody scream. Won't you please make way for a very special guy. Our man Jack is king of the pumpkin patch. Everyone hail to the pumpkin king now.
So, Jay, that was This Is Halloween by Marilyn Manson. So,
are you guys here for the halftime?
So that's... You know Marilyn Manson, right?
Yes.
So how would you describe him?
Pale skin.
I mean, as an artist.
Don't know him that well.
So he is... He is an industrial metal singer. And the funny part is, This Is Halloween, this is a song from a Disney movie.
Okay.
A children's movie.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah. I didn't know that until today, that Marilyn Manson wrote a song for a children's movie. ¿Cómo está?
Witches.
rich, the rich, the rich. Witches. Witches.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash.